Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go. Hey there, honeyhead. Welcome back to another episode of the Kind Mind Project. If I have not graced your ear holes before, my name is Emily. I am so damn thankful to meet you today. And if today is just another Monday release day for you, welcome back. I love you so darn much. Thank you for being here. I heard something the other day. Actually, I read something on the internet, as you do, the other day that really stuck in my brain a couple days later, and that's kind of how I knew that I needed to sit down and chat about it with you. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that by day I am a therapist. By night I hang out here on the podcast with you. But in that time of growing my career and figuring out my path in that career, I read this quote the other day that really struck with me, and I wanted to share it with you too. And it's something along the lines of, you should be spending your weekend the way that you want to spend your life, rather than spending your weekend to cope with your life, to cope with your weekdays, essentially. And that really stuck with me because I've had seasons of life where I have been utilizing my weekends to cope with my week. I have been utilizing my weekends to recoup from the day-to-day, and to some degree that's appropriate, right? But the way that I spend my weekend really is the way I spend my life. It's my living part. That's not to say that you don't live during your day job, right? But the way that I spend my weekend is the way I spend my life. And as I sat and thought about that, I was like, well, in order for that to be true and for me to do it authentically, I have to be in a job that allows me to do that. I've had jobs where that hasn't been the case, where I was spending my weekend coping with the job that I had, or recouping from the job that I had, or dreading going back to the job that I had. And I wanted to come here today and talk to you about how we know that something in that weekday space needs to change. How do we know that needs to change? Because yes, my friend, you are not completely overjoyed to go to work all the time. Nobody is. Nobody is. That's why they call it work, right? But at that same token, your weekends say a lot about how you are creating this life of yours. So really take a second to look at them. How are you spending your weekends? That's not to say that it has to be full of plans and big events and all the things, but are you spending your weekends building a life that you're proud of? And you know that I am not here to bring you the hustle culture of it all. I'm not here to say, well, you need to be grinding on the weekends too. No. I'm here to say, do you have the energy and the motivation and the headspace to do the things that you want to be doing? If the answer is no, this episode is for you today, because it's going to ask you to analyze your weekdays in a way that you're probably not used to. When it comes to job satisfaction, this is something that I've had kind of a weird relationship with since starting my career post-grad school, and something that I've really had to dig deep in for myself and be really honest with myself. We know that here on the Kind Mind Project, I am all about analysis as an indication for change, right? So today we're doing exactly that. I want us to look at some of the factors that really drive job satisfaction, because ultimately the way that we end our week, aka the way that we end our work week, is the way that we are set up to have our weekend occur. And if we're not set up to have a weekend that builds a life that we want, that we're proud of, then we need to make some changes. So I want you to look at whatever you do for work. Whatever you do for work, maybe you're an entrepreneur, maybe you're a teacher, maybe you're a fellow podcaster. Hey, girl, I love you. Maybe you work in marketing, or you're a fellow therapist, whatever it is, what you do for work. This includes mommyhood, okay? This includes mommyhood, because we can make changes there too. I have a couple of factors here that I want to give you today that I really want you to think about. The first is task significance. Does the work that you do create meaningful impact? Does it create meaning or impact for you personally? That's not to say that every single job in the world is not important. No, that's not what we're asking. We're asking, is this task significant to you? As the ambitious woman that you are, do you feel like you are creating meaning or making a difference? If the answer is no, we're going to address that in a little bit. But the second is task identity. Do you feel a sense of ownership, emotional ownership of the work that you're doing? Do you feel emotionally responsible and emotionally proud of the work that you're doing? Is there a sense of ownership there? If the answer is no, we're going to chat about it. But the next is autonomy. Do you have freedom to make choices in your day? Do you have freedom to make choices in the outcome of your work? If the answer is no, we're going to chat about it. Are we seeing a trend here? The fourth of five that I have for you is skill variety. Is the task monotonous or mundane? Is the task something that varies, something that keeps you interested, something that challenges your skill level? If not, we're going to chat about it. And the last one, feedback. Are you in a place where you can safely and easily get feedback and use it to improve? Are you in a place where you are given constructive criticism that you're able to apply and grow from? If the answer is no, it's time for us to talk about all five of these. Now, when I ask you these things, it may seem obvious, right? It may seem obvious for me to say, well, you need to feel like you're making an impact, but what's the difference if it doesn't? If you come home from a week at work and you're like, I don't know why I did all of that. I don't know why I did all of that. I feel like a waste of time. How is that going to set you up for a weekend and therefore a life that you're proud of? What's going to change? I imagine we'll probably spend our weekend feeling pretty defeated, maybe useless. Right? Worthless. If we're not making an impact in the world or creating meaning of some kind, how are we going to be motivated to do that outside of work hours? If we're not able to identify a sense of ownership, emotional ownership over our work, be emotionally connected to the work that we do, we just come in and we clock out. I imagine on the weekend, that's how we might treat other activities. That's how we might treat other aspects of our life. That's how we might treat the relationships around us. Well, we just check in and we check out, right? That task identity, that ownership that we feel translates to other portions of our life too. This autonomy piece is huge. If I don't have the freedom or believe in the freedom that I have to make choices in my job, how am I making choices in my life? Am I making choices in my life? Or am I waiting for life to happen to me? You know, I firmly, firmly believe that variety is our friend. Variety is our friend. If you've ever been in a job where the task at hand or the day at hand looks identical every day, we go through the motions, there's no challenge there, that within itself is exhausting. Doesn't mean that the work is difficult, but our brain gets so used to not being challenged that on the weekends we don't challenge ourselves either. We do that little couch potato thing, right? And there's nothing wrong with that sometimes. I'm not going to knock that at all. I'm all for a good Netflix binge, okay? But variety in our workplace, in our weekdays, is going to set us up to be a lot more likely to look for variety in our weekends, and therefore a variety of experiences in our life, right? Those stories that you tell your grandchildren that were a variety for you. If something that I experience every single day happens the day after and the day after and the day after, it's not unique enough for me to pass that on to my grandchildren and have those conversations about, oh, when your dad and I were younger and when I was fresh out of college and when I was in my 40s, it doesn't matter the stage of life, but the variety of life experience changes things. We know it does. So skill variety in our job sets us up to be able to do that again on the weekend and therefore in our life, this life that we're building. And lastly, feedback. If I am not in a place in my work where I can safely and easily get feedback and use it to improve, how am I going to seek out feedback and guidance on the other aspects of my life, in my relationships, in my friendships, in all of those personal things, right? If I am not seeking out feedback or in a place where I can seek out feedback on the weekdays, I'm not going to do it on the weekends. All of these things really, when I sat down to think about it, hopefully it does for you too, but it really struck me. And the realization that the way that I spend my week and then into my weekend, that over and over and over again is our life, right? And that sounds silly to spell it out that way. Well, duh, Emily, you're living your life right now. But the way that you're spending it now is also creating it now. So if you need to make a change, it is never too late to get out of a job that is not serving the life that you're trying to live. It is never too late to make changes on how you spend your weekends if it's not creating the life that you are wanting to build. You're not bound to that. Your job is to create the life that you're freaking proud of. That's your job. I tell you all the time, you get one of these. One of these. So are you going to spend it doing the mundane day-to-day experience of not feeling challenged and not having ownership over your work and not feeling significant in the impact that you're making and not having freedom to make choices or get feedback to improve? Are we going to let that influence not only us as a person, but us on our weekend days when we're able to do all the fun and have all the freedom away from our work? But are we also going to let that influence our life? Are we going to let that stack up on top of itself to create a life that we live? Or are we going to make the change now? It doesn't have to be big, drastic changes. I'm not telling you to go into your job and quit tomorrow, but I am telling you to look at some of those things that I asked you and really consider if the answer is no to those five factors, how can I turn that into a yes? Maybe that means seeking out a leadership opportunity. Maybe that means setting up a meeting with your boss and saying, hey, can I get some genuine feedback from you? Asking for feedback, even when we're not used to it, might be beneficial for us. Hey, how can I improve? How can I grow? My friend, how you spend your weekend is how you spend your life. And the way that you spend your week affects the way that you're able to show up on your weekend. Now listen, of course, this is speaking to the traditional 9-to-5 experience, but it relates to many different paths in life, right? We all do something for work. We do something to support our families and build our career. That's part of life, right? But however we spend that part, that professional part, influences the way that we're able to spend the personal part. And those two things together create the life that we live. There's no getting around that. So we might as well give into it and ask ourselves really freaking honestly, am I building a life that I'm proud of? How can I make it better? It's not to nitpick it. That's to be honest with myself. How can I get out of the mundane? How can I get out of the autopilot feeling of my work week? How can I get out of those weekends of feeling like I need to completely and totally refuel and everything has to go on pause for me to be able to do it again on Monday? Asking ourselves those really difficult questions so that we can start to make some change. I want nothing but the best freaking life for you. And I know that you do too, because we get one life. And the way that you spend today is the way that you build that life. So let's build it in a way that we're proud. Okay, go make a change. Go get honest. And spend your weekend the way you want to spend your life. I love you. Talk to you soon. Dude, thank you so much for including the Kind Mind and this freaking weirdo in your growth journey. If you connected with today's episode, I would love to hear about it. So slide on over into my Instagram DMs at Emily and the Kind Mind and let a girl know. Okay? But until then, I will talk to you very soon. I love you so much, and you stay kind to that freaking mind.